Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is David Winnett. He is the owner of Winnett Vineyard and Winery, located in Willow Creek. And it's both he and his wife, I should say. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
Don't leave her out. So how did you decide to get into the wine business, David?
I saw a movie.
What movie? Maybe I should watch it.
Well, actually, it was two movies. There was a movie, Legends of the Fall, with Anthony Hopkins and I can't remember the heartthrob's name, but...
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Brad Pitt. Anyway, that started both my wife and I thinking about a legacy, you know, for our kids, something substantial and unique and something they could really identify with. And then we saw a movie with another heartthrob.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, yeah, Walk in the Cloud.
Uh-huh.
And I identified with one of the characters in that movie extremely well. It was a lot of family involvement and a lot of family pride. And we thought, oh, man, this might be the thing.
And why Willow Creek? How did you end up in Willow Creek?
We came out here on our very first family vacation in 1977, fell in love with the Trendy River and Willow Creek, and it was just a beautiful area. And as we got closer to retirement age, we bought some property and quite truthfully had even started planting a few peach trees because peaches in Willow Creek are like a perfect match. And then I saw these two movies. I've always had a fascination with wine. I actually made wine back in Illinois. I would buy California concentrate and make wine in 5-gallon jugs. And when I was on sabbatical at Humboldt State back in, I believe it was 95, I bought half a ton of grapes from the Willow Creek Appellation and made wine while I was here and really thought it was delicious, quite truthfully. And I started learning more about the uniqueness of the Willow Creek AVA, American Viticultural Area. It's pretty special. Humboldt should be proud of the fact that they have a designated American Viticultural Area. I thought, well, it would be a neat challenge to take the AVA to the next level, so to speak. Both of the original wineries, the original grape growers in the AVA, had either passed away or were later in their life. And I thought it would be kind of neat to be part of the whole evolution, the whole development of the Willow Creek region. So you put all those things together and a very industrious family and hardworking. And so we started planting grapes.
Uh-huh. And your property isn't like super flat property. It's kind of hilly, isn't it?
When we first bought, we bought a rather level piece of land, planted our first grapes there. And they did extremely well, and I was looking to expand, and another piece of property came up for sale just about the time I was getting ready to retire. Once again, influenced by someone else, I had just finished a neat read called The Grapes of San Lorenz, and it chronicled the family vineyard of the Gaja family of northern Italy, Piedmont region. And this author had gone to that region and had spent the last year that the original crop was going to be grown and harvested because the next year everything was going to be ripped out and replanted because of phylloxera, a disease that it literally devastates a vineyard. In his book, he describes this vineyard, and it's a southern sloping hillside. And he just made it sound like that would be the mecca for grape growing. So I'm in Willow Creek. I'm wanting to buy another piece of property. And lo and behold, a southern sloping hillside was up for sale. So now I'm so far in debt, I'll never get out of debt again. There's a 500-foot difference in elevation between the two properties. That property faces to the west, where the property on the hillside kind of slopes off to the southwest. So each vineyard produces an extremely unique, different grape.
Where did you get your stock for your vineyard?
Almost all the stock that I have, I purchased from a company called Sonoma Grapevines. What they do is they take a root stock that is native to the U.S., and then they graft the variety of grape that you want on that root stock. So they custom make it for you in greenhouses, and then you pick it up, and that's what you plant. So you've got the disease resistance of the native root, which acts as making contact with the ground, and then you have the characters of the different variety of grapes produced.
And what varieties do you grow?
There wasn't a lot of history in the Willow Creek AVA. They were just getting their little vineyards started. So I had that little bit of history to draw on. But I also took some courses from the University of California, Davis. So I had a little bit of knowledge from them. And there's a specific tool that is used to analyze the amount of heat that you have in an area. And then that will tell you what variety of grape probably will do well. So I used that tool, decided that it was primarily a mid-season region, and that would mean that I would plant grapes, familiar grapes like Merlot, Sauvignon Blanc. I could have planted some Syrah, but I did not. I planted a little bit of Zinfandel. Cabernet Franc, which is a little bit earlier ripening grape. Then also, I had been advised that you have to grow Chardonnay. If you're a winery in California, you have to have some Chardonnay. So I planted some Chardonnay, even though our climate is supposed to be a little bit warm for Chardonnay. And then I love Cabernet Sauvignon, so I had to plant a little bit of that.
Tell me a little bit about the Humboldt Wine Growers Association and how that works. You're a member of that association.
We're very young. The association, I believe we are in our fifth or sixth year. You know, we started this association first as a social get-together and then decided that maybe we could work collectively to enhance the sale of local wines. And that's where we spend most of our time. There's 20-some wineries from Humboldt that participate to the association.
And you're working to get the wines that are produced locally in Humboldt County out into the restaurants in Humboldt County.
Yes. You know, I oftentimes think about this reality. Europeans have been making and marketing wines literally for hundreds of years, and you see European wines everywhere. And Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino, they've been icons in the California wine industry for, you know, for a long time, hundreds of years. And Humboldt, we're just getting started. You know, our association is really trying to encourage people to try our wines, try what's local, try what's being produced and maybe grown here in Humboldt County. A lot of our area restaurants and all of our area wine, retail wine sales are supporting this concept of local, and they're getting behind us and helping us improve what we're doing. The more people can ask for local wines, for Humboldt wines, quite truthfully, the more successful our industry will be here in Humboldt.
Yeah, I think when you go out and you have a meal out, you want to have an authentic experience. If you can eat the same food, you know, 3,000 miles away, what's the point? I mean, if you really want to taste what an area tastes like, you eat the food, you drink the wine, and it's, you know, that's the whole experience.
That's the heart. That's the soul of wine, pairing it with the local foods and the local atmosphere. Yes, if you're in Italy in a festive, sunny region where Chianti is the wine that everyone drinks, that's what you're going to drink. And if you're in Humboldt and you're shucking down some Humboldt Bay oysters, that Sauvignon Blanc from Humboldt County is what I would hope everyone would be looking for.
That sounds great. That is what everyone should be looking for. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with David Winnett from Winnett Vineyards and Winery. Thank you so much, David.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jennifer.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.